This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Today, I'm really excited to have Rebecca Lipp with me today, who's one part of Wildling Books alongside Craig Phillips. They create the most gorgeous children's series of books that support our kids with their emotions, with their reactions to emotions, and then also their thoughts and behaviour as a part of that too. They are absolutely magic, so magic that I have continued to review them for the Mental Health Foundation as they asked me to, and we sell them as a part of our work at Real Parents.
Thanks for joining us for Being Real Parents with me, Anna, and my colleague and buddy,
Kate. We work in the parenting space.
And it's here where we'll talk about our worlds as parents, the good, the not so good, and the hilarious, and mix this with what we know about behaviour and psychology.
Hey, Bec, so lovely to have you with me.
Hi.
What a pleasure.
Thanks for having me here.
Oh, you're really welcome. You're really welcome. I'm stoked because, as you know, well, I hope you know, that I'm an avid fan of your work, your books, your resources for kids. And they were kind of like, that almost were arrived at such a wonderful time in terms of us supporting young people and also had the heart that we kind of needed, I think, at that point. We had similar resources and books, but nothing with the real, what is that word? That word is attunement that I think we needed. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You're always very kind about our work.
I came to your books initially. Aroha's Way was the first that we'd seen in the series, and I came to it because I was lucky enough to be asked to review it by the Mental Health Foundation. And if anyone reads that review, they'll just see how kind of elated I am in finding it and having it available, because I was so excited and I couldn't wait. I, at that point, got a PDF copy and I couldn't wait for to get my hands on the proper book, which I have done over and over again. So tell me about the journey into, firstly, Aroha's Way and you know, how you've landed in being such an enormous advocate for children and their emotions and, their thinking.
Yeah, I guess, so, you know, I struggled a lot as a child and teen with my mental health, and then, you know, in my early 20s, things really crashed pretty badly. And so that's quite a long story, but, you know, I ended up in the care of the Taylor Centre in Ponsonby, who are absolutely amazing and deal with people, you know, in quite not great mental situations. Yeah. And that's where I learnt over 2 years, I basically couldn't work. I was that unwell, to cognitive behavioural therapy and also DBT as well, which is more around understanding what I was feeling because I never actually learnt about it and or really understood what I was feeling. So that was my introduction. And so I guess I had to learn by implementing it into my life as opposed to just learning about it and, you know, the theories and stuff. I actually had to use it to make my life better and make it so I had a life where I wanted to live because I was in such a dark place. And I remember, you know, this is over 20 years ago now, saying to my therapist, you know, why didn't we learn these things at school? Because they seemed really quite simple, you know, concepts, but really, really, really important to your overall health. I mean, what's the point getting an education if you then are mentally unable to cope with the world? Yeah. And, you know, I remember saying that, and then, you know, how life goes, you just kind of carry on. And then I met Craig, who is the illustrator and co-owner of Wildling Books with me. And you know, just things happen. They were meant to happen, I feel like, meeting him. And we'd just started our business together, and we were kind of doing other children's books. And I pitched the idea to him. I had the idea of doing a book about anxiety. And there was a grant through the Mental Health Foundation. Mm-hmm. And so basically I came up with the idea of there was going to be the school aroha, there were going to be the four emotions associated with anxiety and the four kind of tools that she could use. Mm-hmm. And I just threw that at Craig and said, can you just write something? And he hadn't really written before. Well, he did. He used to write at school. But anyway, it was just hit him one night, and he wrote the whole thing in an evening, and he gave it to me the next morning, and I cried when I read it. Mm. And it was just so beautiful. Mm. I then used that to write and expand on the simple poem that he'd done with parent teacher notes at the back to kind of really convey to the parents as much as the kids what those tools were, because I figured that most people didn't know about these things. You know, I learned about mindfulness 20 years ago when no one sort of seemed to know about it. Mm. I've always wanted the books to not just be for the kids, but for the parents as well, or teachers, so that if they haven't been exposed to those kind of things, that they could kind of learn together. And we won the grant, and it sort of kind of went from there. And then we were on TV, we were really turned into this big thing. We weren't expecting it. But the most coolest thing was that the kids loved it, and it resonated with them, and they really soaked it up, which I've always believed that children, we don't need to dumb things down as much as we think we do with kids. Kids can take a lot, they understand things a lot more than we give them credit for. Mm. And so then I'll be getting emails from parents saying, my child's now saying to me, look, Mum, I think you just need to do some breathing like aroha when the parents are getting upset, because they really had taken it on board. So it really was magic, aroha, I think, aroha's way. Yeah. And it kind of just, that started everything off, really.
I totally get that there's two things that I want to talk to. One is the magic of the writing and the illustrations, in the sense that there's both feeling and movement in both of those things. And I remember when I first read it to my middle daughter and her saying to me, aroha is like me. And I just went, oh, wow, because I felt like aroha was like me, you know? And it was just this.
Well, I think aroha is me.
We are all aroha, hey?
Yeah. I was really important to me that the characters were human, because so many of the books around emotions and things have animals, which is all very well.
Yeah.
But I think we really needed to, and I felt like we really needed to see ourselves.
Yeah, I agree.
And the stories, or so that we could see another human experiencing that thing, because that is what felt right for me.
Yeah.
And that's why it was a girl versus animals, which is often the way was.
Or emojis just do not cut it, do they?
No.
Yeah.
And it really has to, I mean, Craig is so amazing. He's such a talented, like the way we work together, it is magic, I reckon. It's just we come together so well with our ideas and things, and the movement and the illustrations, he really can convey the emotions, and the kids can see it, and almost you can almost feel it when you see the emotions. And
absolutely.
So I had kind of just wanted him to also, as the books went on, include the energy lines, so that that they almost speak with movement, and the kids can understand emotions on another level as well than just you know, a picture of somebody's face, which is often how kids, you know, learn about emotions.
Yeah, that's interesting, that too, because with my youngest child, when it came to the how do I feel cards and those lines that you're talking about that depict the energy, she lined them up, started to match them so that, and talked about how you might move from this emotion to that emotion, which was an incredible.
The children can take these things and make them into so much more.
Yeah.
And their own spins on it. And that's what we've just been blown away by. I mean, the emails I get with kids doing those types of things, it's just amazing. And I think, so that's what we've tried to do, is have the child, the whole body.
Yeah.
So, you know, like a lot of the times emotions are a face, a picture of a face. Mm. And, you know, from one emotion to another, the facial expressions can be very similar, like almost identical, but your body can say a lot as much as your face can as well with emotions, and then tying that in with that the energy, because you definitely, it is an energy when you have an emotion, it comes and it goes, and so we wanted to really show that, and I think the kids love it. But
you're listening to Being Real Parents with Kate and Anna on Plains FM 96.9.
When I was organising myself this morning and thinking about you and Craig and your books, I really became aware of how they kind of connect with both our emotions, our reactions, and our thoughts and behaviour. But the focus is on offering new ideas and ways to come to challenging emotions, thoughts, and situations with kind of empathy for ourselves and kindness towards ourselves, knowing that they're normal, knowing that these things are normal, and kind of like allowing us a new direction, a new path in them. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense, because when I was growing up, my emotions were met with being smacked or being told to stop, hold it in. It was very confusing because, you know, and then you associate yourself with emotions like, well, shame comes up because why am I feeling this? And then I'm naughty and, you know, or rejection because why am I acting this way, and all these things, when really all these emotions are not only normal, but we need to experience these things, and that every emotion is trying to communicate to us about something in our environment, and that there shouldn't be shame attached to the negative ones. And I think so that really stems from how things were for me as a child and then the issues that came from that. And so everything I do, I'm driven to help prevent kids from ending up and mentally in really dark places. And, you know, I really do believe that if we are able to understand that our thoughts and emotions and behaviours, it's connected and it all flows from one to the other. And so that if we're able to understand and our emotions and not go, well, it's bad to feel this way, or instead think this emotion's come up because, you know, I'm feeling, you know, anxious right now, or I'm fearful and I need to protect myself, or I need time to you know, calm down, or, you know, that they're always telling. And so then instead of just reacting when an emotion comes up without really thinking about it, that's what happened to me. I mean, a big emotion would come, I'd just explode, and then I would be naughty, you know, because there was no kind of stopping and thinking about what I was feeling or any of that. And so I think that it's really important for us to, with our kids, to be able to acknowledge when an emotion comes up, try and help them learn to know what is that emotion and the, you know, the subtleties. It's anger always came up, but it was often when I look back, I was anxious.
Right.
Or I was overwhelmed, or it was a different emotion, but anger was the one that came out because anger was protecting me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was my way to try and protect myself because I didn't actually know, I didn't even know I was experiencing those other emotions because I didn't have a name for them. And so I didn't understand what was happening.
Yeah.
So how could I deal with that?
Yeah.
And I think it's really powerful for parents because, and that's what happens with how do I feel? The children are able to look through that dictionary and go, oh, maybe it's this one
that
I'm feeling. And then the conversations that come from that with the parents is the most beautiful thing, powerful to start to really understand yourself on a deeper level. And like I say, kids just take the stuff on so well, you know.
Yeah, don't they? The word I'm thinking of is, that these books and resources allow us to come to emotions curiously.
Without the shame.
Without the shame.
That's what I really want is that you shouldn't feel bad or, you know, about, you know, getting angry or, it's not good to obviously explode, but the more you spend time looking at these things, or, you know, I would say to my youngest, you know, that's anger talking, you know, not you. Yeah. So he's not the bad one, you know, it's not you are the problem.
Yeah.
This emotion is coming up and it's making you behave in this way. So what can we do? How can we look at it? What's made you so upset and look and start breaking it apart instead of it's just, you're a naughty boy.
Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah, I often in my work talk about how emotions can feel really yuck but actually have, you know, a positive spin. They're there for a reason.
That's why I've got in the dictionary how each of them are helpful.
Yes.
So even shame or anger, they are helping you in a way, even though they feel uncomfortable. And if we can stop and try and look at what the message is, why we're feeling this way, it might make it not feel so yuck or, you know.
Yeah, and it's often why we reject them as well. Particularly things like disappointment or jealousy was an interesting one.
Yes.
Hey?
They are very yucky and you feel bad and
I know.
You know, feel that way. But it's interesting because, you know, there was a teenage boy with disappointment and he was so, so upset and then was told that he actually looked in the dictionary and realised that it just meant that that was really important to him, that he hadn't done as well as he wanted.
Yeah.
And so that he needed to just understand that it was important. And so he had to work harder the next time. And instantly the relief of understanding why that emotion came up melted it away.
Yeah.
It was, you know, instead of it festering and then going, I'm a loser or, you know, whatever else that can come up and the
absolutely.
Bad thoughts that can flow from those and more negative emotions, you know, understanding it was able to release him in a way that it was like, right, so this means that it was important.
Yeah, validation of
I'm
our humanness.
Disappointed because it is important to me. And so what can I do about it now? And then you can, you know, act on or, you know, it was interesting to hear that, you know, even quite an old teenager was able to find the book useful.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah, that's so good. I was wondering whether or not we think about there's some of your books that are written around emotions specifically. So I was wondering whether or not we talk to just really briefly about the books that can support our kids with emotional learning and literacy. Off the top of my head, I'm thinking the How Do I Feel cards, posters, book.
Yes.
And also Aroha's Way does that too, doesn't it? Supports us to understand the emotion of anxiety or worry.
And Let It Go, actually, because Let It Go covers fear, shame, sadness as well,
Yeah, nice. Okay, cool. And then our reactions, I've got Let It Flow, which I think is an incredible book, actually.
It's quite simple, but it's just gives kids ideas and adults, because, again, it really is for everyone, ways to think of, if once you start learning that an emotion is energy that's going to come and go, then once we've looked at it, we've gone, this is what it is trying to tell me or help me with. And so you've given it some time, because you don't want to just go, that's it, I don't want to feel this, you know, and try and block it. You do actually need to start to learn that you are safe in your body when these emotions hit you. So that's why it's really good for parents to just be there and not rush the emotions away, which was often what happened when we were kids. It was like, oh, you're fine, you know.
Brush it off.
Oh, that you must feel really sad about that or whatever, you know, and just giving a bit of time, just a little bit of time for that emotion for you to experience it and realise I'm actually okay and I'm going to live through this overwhelming feeling. But then after that, it was like just simple ideas of how you can actually let it, you know, when you've got though, had an overwhelming experience and it's just that heaviness is still with you. Being able to move it out of your body.
That's right.
And so, like my youngest, he loves, if he gets quite upset, to put his face in a bowl of cold water.
Nice.
And he puts his goggles on, it's a whole thing, and he'll fill it up with cold water, put his face in, and he just is just a different child afterwards. It's like for him that works really well.
Yeah.
And so now he knows he's got a tool that he can use when he's feeling quite overwhelmed or, you know, a big emotion that he wants to get rid of.
Yeah.
It's like a fresh start, put the face in.
Yeah, nice. And that's what that book feels to me like it's the, it supports us to kind of, you know, I mean, it says let it flow, but, allow the emotions to kind of release from us, fully. Mm. Yeah, that's a not
I
really.
I guess the books of all kind of going into that circle when you learn, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy, and it all sort of flows on. The emotion will come, you know, emotion will come up, and then, you know, you'll have a behavior or so you'll act in a certain way, and or thoughts will spark an emotion. So I guess the books I'm trying to, each one is like kind of tackling each area. And I learnt when I wasn't well that you can break the chain anywhere along, whether it's breaking up your thoughts or trying to, you know, sit with and process an emotion, you know. So each book is trying to sort of combat around that sort of circle of thoughts, emotions, feelings, sort of circle, I guess.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that piece about our thoughts and behaviour are covered off in more of your books, like Aroha's Choice, which is such a complex piece of mahi and such a beautifully child-led place. And then also I was thinking of Finding My Calm, which is just that gorgeous little book about centering yourself.
That one's definitely for the younger ones, Finding My Calm. But Aroha's Choice is a very complex subject, and I wasn't sure if it was going to be too complex. But I do, again, I believe that children can take what they need at the time and go back to it, and, you know, it just plants those seeds into their head. And the biggest takeaway was that I just wanted kids to understand that the thoughts are not facts, they're just words in your head. And so you don't have to believe the thoughts that pop into your mind. When I was going through my intense therapy, we learnt of Teflon mind was a skill, which was that when thoughts come in, if it didn't feel good, if it wasn't helpful, you could just imagine, you know, it hitting a fry pan with the Teflon and it just sliding back out. And so I really wanted to create a book where it sort of rounded that circle, where then it looked at the actual thoughts, and that thoughts can create emotions. Mm. So be careful with the thoughts that you allow in, or even though we can't always, thoughts will just come in willy-nilly, but we don't have to accept it, and we can actually find ways to go, actually, I don't believe that. I'm just going to put that in my recycle bin in my head, and I'm going to replace it with something that makes me feel better, that won't lead me to that emotion that will then lead me to acting out this way.
Yeah.
It is very complex, but again, it sort of rounds off the books.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. And it's called choice for a reason, hey, that you've got a choice whether or not you believe and take on those thoughts or choose a difference. And in the book, it talks about pathways.
Well, yes, and I think as children, we don't get a lot of choices.
No.
So we're told what to do, and I really remember a lot that feeling of powerlessness, which is an emotion in the book, because you don't get a lot of say. But one thing you do have control over are the thoughts that come into your mind, and so that can make a child feel a little bit more powerful in their own life if there is something that they have control over.
Mm. Hey, well, I just want to super thank you. I want to thank you, one, for being with me today, but more importantly, for creating this work that really supports, I know many, many professionals, many, many teachers, and many, many parents as well, not to mention all of the children inside of that too. So that is just awesome magic that you've made available to us all, and very, very special. Thank you.
Not just me, but Craig too.
Of course.
I always want to make sure he's included, because I couldn't have done it without him.
Agreed. Thank you.
And we'll continue. We've watched the space. We've got a couple of pretty cool books coming out soon too.
Okay. Oh, exciting.
Awesome. Thanks for being with us today.
We hope you've learned that while parenting is challenging sometimes, that's totally normal. It's been fun having you with us. Keep being amazing.
Bye!